You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Last week, we started a series on growth and affordability in the Treasure Valley called Growing Pains. Now, you can find our previous interviews about issues facing Boise and Meridian by going to our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Today, we're turning our attention a bit further west to Canyon County. Joining us now to help us understand the growth and affordability questions facing cities like Nampa and Caldwell is Zoanne Olson of the Intermountain Fair Housing Council. Zoanne, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So first off, can you just quickly tell us what your organization does when it comes to housing discrimination issues in Canyon County?
For sure. We work to address discrimination based on race, color, sex, religion, national origin, familial status, sexual orientation, gender identity, source of income, and disability. And we work to prevent discrimination through education and outreach, housing counseling, and assistance in mediating and negotiating fair housing cases, technical assistance to housing providers and governmental entities, as well as community groups.
So how is housing discrimination sometimes related to the issue of growth and affordability?
Absolutely. One of the ways that housing discrimination is a part of growth is that you'll see in communities that have been predominantly Latinx, or where there are higher rates of families with children and people with disabilities, what happens is for years and years, investments aren't made in those neighborhoods. They don't receive the same sort of attention with federal support and investments. And then as the conditions decrease, you'll see financial investments start coming underway, right, with the opportunity zones or whatever the policies are of the day. And you'll start seeing people, because the land is cheaper and businesses typically aren't as thriving. And then government decides to go in with private enterprise, you know, developers, mm-hmm. higher income residents, because it's more affordable. And they will move in and, you know, go in and develop the area and raise the costs for local people who live there.
So in Canyon County, we know, but if we look county by county, that Canyon County has the state's largest Latino and Hispanic population. I mean, we're talking about 25% of the population
Correct.
Of Canyon County, and those numbers continue to grow. So you mentioned how, you know, with this gentrification, how does that then play into this population being able to buy and even rent homes?
Well, there was a recent Harvard study done, and it shows that anywhere from a wait staff person to an electrician, you have to have $49,000 to live median income typically in Nampa or Canyon County. And we're looking at a wait staff person on average, the median salary is about $21,000 and an electrician is about $47,000. And if you have to have $49,000 to live there, it's becoming harder and harder to stay. And when you lose the people in your community that you rely on, your security guards, your secretaries, your farm labor, your property managers, even your retail supervisors, when they can't live in your community, they go elsewhere where they can afford to live. And then when they can't live in your community, as soon as they find jobs in other communities where it's more affordable, then they stay there because it's saving them money on gas and costs of living and so forth. So it's really important that we have housing at every price point in a community, and that we really make investments so that the people that work in our communities can live there. And I think with the growing population that we're seeing, in Canyon County of Latinx and through their 2035 plan, NAMPA's 2035 plan, they really do know that there is a problem with the loss of affordable housing. They identify between 34 to 37 units of, communities of manufactured housing. And of those, that they're really at risk for being redeveloped. And so that's about 1,400 units of housing. And that's probably over 3,000 to 5,000 people. And where are they going to live? Also in the plan, they only had like one significant affordable housing development plan that was close to the freeway. And that's concerning because, you know, when you live close to the freeway, the pollution is typically higher. So that's a real concern. And I think they've also identified issues such as, you know, the lack of city sewer and water going to these manufactured housing communities, on the food deserts that exist in, you know, particularly in Nampa and some places in between right. Nampa and Caldwell.
And then if we talk about, you know, these partnerships, right? One of the things you mentioned is agriculture, and we know that that's a primary industry in Canyon County. We also know the Latino community is an essential part of supporting that. Later in the program, we're actually going to learn about a proposal to rezone some agricultural land in Caldwell for 1-acre homes that are meant for farm workers so that they can buy them and they can live there with their families. We know historically that homeownership is important for generational wealth. So in general, are there opportunities for members of the Latino community to buy homes where they work? I mean, because you mentioned a lot of this affordable housing being closer to freeways, you know that. I mean, that's not where a lot of agriculture tends to be.
Right. Yeah, I think definitely there needs to be investment in housing close to where you work, but you also have to make sure that it is affordable and it is safe and for Latinos. And other people of color, families with children, people with disabilities, a lot of times if you're segregated and you're you don't have a housing close to where you work and it's not healthy, you know, you face, you have a lower life expectancy. And so it's critical right now with the constructs that discriminate against them, whether it's lending opportunities, where housing is located, you know, lack of equal and just access to the same services that other groups of people access, you know, needs to be addressed. And I think one of the ways is to look at how do we use either land trusts or, like I said, private-public partnerships with cities and counties, with hospitals are doing a lot of investments in housing so that people have equal access, whether it is to the critical need of farm worker housing, to the dairy farms in many communities, particularly in Canyon County.
Well, I want to thank you so much for your time. We've been talking with Zoanne Olson of the Intermountain Fair Housing Council. Up next, we head to Caldwell to learn about an affordable housing proposal and why it failed. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.